Hello, Josh. Hi, everybody.
Bow. Yo, 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 what's up, everybody?
I lost it for a second there. Welcome to WTF Latin X, the podcast where Carla and Joshua talk about
About
our culture, our history, our food, our what's the other
tradition.
word? Our superstition.
Superstitions, tradiciones, y los chancletazos que tu abuela te.
Yes. So actually, last episode, we literally did a whole episode talking about chancletas, if you want to know more about that.
Really,
Yo,
we should dive into
first
the
things
deep
first, I kind
personal.
of want to start it. I wanted to start this episode with good vibes. So I'm hoping whoever's listening, hi, how are you? Smile. You look beautiful. You look handsome.
Gorgeous.
I hope you're having a
Yeah.
nice day. I hope you're having a nice
Amazing.
beer on your right side and then a fucking bottle of Black Label on the left side. And I hope you're having a good day and a good time.
Good vibes, good vibes, good vibes. Damn, Carla, yo, Carla, you just painted an ill picture, bro. I wish I was outside on my
Yo.
campus here with a fría, a cooler, with a plato of like arroz with some maduros, a little bit of, sabe un pollito
Yo.
ahí, sal.
That's what I'm in the mood for, so I'm just like wishing good things, you know?
Yo, no. You got me in the mood. I'm trying to eat. Yo,
Yo, as
I
always, I'm here eating in
need
this episode.
the barbecue. That's what I need.
I'm eating, what am I eating? Wings with sweet potato fries because I'm not eating actual fries. Trying to be healthy and shit.
Damn,
I'm working
Becky.
out. Yo, I made it today. For this week, I've already worked out 4 times.
I'm not gonna lie to you. I have problems.
No.
No.
Go
Little
again.
technical difficulties and all that.
You
Bow.
have what?
We had technical difficulties, but we back. But now I'm saying that I'm like, damn, I'm a little jealous because I've only worked out once this week.
I went 4 times.
Last week I went off. I did all like 6 days. Boom, took a break. And this week I kind of fell off, I'm not gonna lie. So I'm proud of you. You got the fun workout too, Carla. Everybody, Carla has like the most beautiful scenery where she works out at. It's beautiful. It's like nature. You have the trees, you have the water. It's a vibe and a half. You have the
I have to
fucking.
improvise. We have I have a gym literally down the street of where I live, and it is close. There's a gym where I live. There's a gym down the street where I live.
Wait, oh, did they finally open that back up?
No, everything's closed. That's cool. You're not letting me tell the story. There's a gym where I live. There's a gym down the street of where I live. Everything's closed. So I literally genuinely have to drive 20 minutes down into town for like a park to go to run at. It's a little bit like a hiking trail if you go out in a circle. It goes like around a lake, and it can be like 2 to 3 hours to hike the whole thing completely. So it's a hiking trail, but there's this little hill that I just kind of like I will run from 20 to 40 minutes, and I literally have been doing that. Like I'm not doing abs, I'm not doing squat. Like I'm just hiking and walking and running, and I am so sore. And tired, but I feel good. I feel energized, and I am in a good mood. Life is beautiful.
Study, 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 study. Guys, she's being so modest. Carla looked good. She's been feeling good. Yo, I woke up today. I spoke to Carla and I was like, yo, what's up? And I was like half asleep. And then Carla's energy just like, como que me subió.
Yo,
She got me
Joshua
motivated.
called me, and I was driving, and I'm like, yo, talk to you later, because right now I'm gonna go run, then I'm gonna go do the laundry. Then I went to Market Basket, aka the supermarket. And
Wow.
now we're recording, and I've had like such a crazy, like busy day, but at the same time, it's like I'm so happy. I went to the laundromat, which I hate, and I'm still in a good mood.
At least I still had a good time. That's good. That's what's up. That's what's up. So yeah, I'm glad that I spoke to you this morning because, like, when you broke down, like, how I don't know, when you broke down how busy your day was gonna be, but and you broke it down in a way that was positive. It made me like look at my list on my board, and I'm like, yo, get on your shit, bro. I jumped out of bed. I made breakfast. I went, boom. I organized a shit ton of stuff in my room. I like really decluttered. I threw away a bunch of old sketchbooks, a bunch of old notebooks. I was like, hold up. I went, yo, I even had enough time to paint because I have like these ugly ass crates in my room.
Mm-hmm.
I took the crates. I painted them up, made them look nice. I clear coated them.
They're when like, he says ugly, he means ugly.
Ugly. They used to be these old dusty red crates with like paint splatter on them. They look, it just felt
out of. Did you get rid of them?
No, yo, I painted them like this beautiful navy blue color and I put them right next to my bookshelf. Yo, perfect. Feng shui to the max.
I'm just gonna stare at you and judge you.
Yo, I'll send you a picture later. When you see how I painted these crates and how I like where I set them up, it's so beautiful.
I'm like rolling my eyes, but okay.
I was a hater. It's all right. But yeah. All right. Do you want to
catch up? What's the topic for this week?
Yo, we are going to talk about party/barbecue etiquette in the Latino household.
Etiqueta,
papi. Mira, para que tú sepas, no me llega el barbecue con una sandalia bien.
Hell yeah.
But nah.
Sorry. These wings are so good.
Yo, chill. Yo. I hate doing podcasts with Carla sometimes because she be having the crazy meals. Yo, halfway through the podcast, Carla's mom be coming through with the pollo asado fresh off the grill with the maduros. Boom, and then you see the cold glass of water. Bah, and I'm just here, el pobrecito, con hambre.
Hungry.
And it's like.
But yeah. So. I'm excited for this one because we talked about this one for a while now. We've been wanting to talk about, I think a huge thing of our culture that really sets us apart is like Latinos are known for partying. And when they party hard. Like if we're doing a wedding, if you're doing a birthday party, no one's leaving until the next day for some fucking reason. So it's like such a huge cultural thing. We wanted to kind of break it down what the etiquette is so you don't get in trouble with your family members because si tú saludas a una tía, but you don't say hi to the other aunt, there's going to be some drama. And there's always some fucking drama. So we out here to help you today.
Listen, we're trying to help your friends because if you pull up to the party with a friend and your friend got bad party etiquette, yo, they going to spend the night talking about you and your friend.
Nah, they're rude. I don't like them. Don't ever invite them to this household again.
Yo. Also, let your friends know because some friends be bugging. Yo, no me te tocando la nevera, bro. Don't pull up to my crib agarrando la nevera. You gotta ask for fucking permission. Grabbing the fridge, grabbing shit out. No, bro. You gotta ask. You gotta permission, bro. We on a permission-based friendship here.
Yes. I can't even tell you how many times I've wanted to bring friends to like the house for like sleepovers or something like that, just to like be a girl. And it's like there's so many specific like mannerism things that like if you don't know, I already know my mom's not gonna like you.
Oh my god. And you already know Hispanic parents do not be playing. They
stay quiet until you fucking
they so nice and so friendly. Your friend be there, and then they you know your mom. So your mom be giving them the fake smile. They can
fake. But
it's like a smile, but there's like a hint of disgust there. Where they're like, they're judging. Mm-hmm. And as soon as your fucking guests leave,
judging everything they say, everything they do.
Everything they do, all the little bad habits. Oh shit, yo, they came into the house, they didn't even say hi, they were just on my phone the whole time, they didn't even acknowledge me. Oh, they pulled up. They grabbed some shit out the fridge without asking. Da, 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 da. Yo. The worst part is, all moms and all tías, they have that little hour where they just it's the chismosa hour.
Oh yeah. And,
yo, you get that one bad guest that comes over, the whole family's gonna know. Everybody's gonna know. Like, yo, mira esta. Her friends are like the worst people. They have no manners.
You suddenly become the worst child ever.
Yo, I thought I taught her better. I can't believe she's hanging out with people this disgusting, this and that.
Yo, what does that say about me? What are my friends gonna think because of your friends?
Bro, and mind you, your friends could be just doing like nothing wrong at all, just being super like basic. You know
why how aren't people... they like talking and saying hi to me? Yeah, it's like,
oh, I offered you food. Yo, why don't you want any food? It's like, bro, my friend not hungry.
Rule number one: if you go to a Latino household and you are offered food, you better choke that shit down. You better throw it on a plant.
Hey, bro.
You better fake it.
Hey, bro.
If, you don't want to say no.
If Abuelita pull up to you and offer you a plate, you take
the coffee. Plate.
Or coffee. Actually, no. I don't know about coffee. Nah. You could get away with saying no to coffee.
That's true.
That one you could be like, nah, my corazón. You know, my heart and shit. You know, I drink the coffee. I feel funny. I can't be doing that. But then you hit them with the, but yo, you got water? Boom. You kill the issue right there.
Josh was out here giving the tips to look good.
Yo, to the good people, I just don't want to, you know, sometimes you don't want to drink coffee, but you be like, you hit them with the bullshit. Yeah, I got a little heart problem.
But yo, what about food?
What?
What about food?
I ain't gonna lie to you, bro. You best be ready to eat. I don't care if you already had a Big Mac with a large fry and a large Coke. Yo. Oh.
Latinos, we pride ourselves on our food, no matter what country. We all think we have the best food, right?
Everybody swears that their grandmother's the best cook.
Yo, my mom's the best cook. I can't touch her.
My mom's the best cook. Your mom's lasagna, okay, but my mom's lasagna?
But my mom's rice. My mom's shrimp.
But my mom's beans?
My mom's beans are better.
You never even tried my mother's food.
I know. I still know. I still love my mom.
My mom's better than your mom.
My mom's better than your mom. Okay, let's not do this.
No, but those are really the debates. So it really be like that. Like, dudes be going, motherfuckers be going back and forth. Like, yo.
My mom's talking better.
Yo, but yeah, nah.
No, we seriously feel some type of way about food. So when you go to someone else's household and you say no to food, it's kind of like, oh, you don't think my food is good enough for you? And I don't know why it comes out like that.
It's because there's so much pride, there's so much love, there's so much effort that goes into making the food. It's like, yo, my mom be slaving, bro. Like, when she cook, it's hours. Like, it's a whole vibe. It's
2-3 hours.
It's good energy in the kitchen. It's like, la música bumping, boom. She starts at 8 o'clock in the morning. The chicken's been seasoning.
Thanksgiving, my mom starts the day before.
Oh, yeah. So it is one of those things where it's like, there's so much time, effort, and energy that's put into it. It's like when you allow somebody to taste your food, it's like it's a part of your soul, especially when you've connected to it.
I'm sorry.
Carla's over here coughing. Let me put my mask on.
You know what? That was a dry ass chicken tenders I'm eating.
Tú sabes, eso no fue un dominicano que lo hizo, eso fue un blanco.
Well, actually, no, I'm just saying. But yeah, so that's actually really something like really interesting. That rule number one: don't say no to grandma's sweets, mom's food, coffee if you can. Like, it'll make you look good if you say yes.
Yo, if you say yes to the coffee and then you hit them with a fire conversation afterwards, you family.
Yeah, honestly.
Real shit. Hey, bro.
Something. Okay, wait, I'm sorry. You were saying something.
Oh, no. I finished my sentence. My bad. I was waiting for you because you said something. I'm like, oh, shit, Carla, you about to hop into the next topic.
Oh. Yeah. I was thinking of something really random, which is like, speaking of fucking random.
Carla, get it together, girl.
I know I'm struggling a little bit. In relation to like abuelita, it's really hard. Like, you have to, you don't have to, but I guess rule number two is you have to say hi to everyone in the household. And I mean, you start by the parents of your friend, lover, girlfriend, boyfriend, whoever. You go to the party, you say hi to the parents, and after the parents, you say hi to every single fucking tía y tío.
Yo,
and after the Tios, you say hi to every fucking cousin. And if you miss someone or you are not introduced to them, they're going to talk about it.
You know what's crazy? Mm. For me, it's as soon as you walk into the door, the first person you see, you have to say hi. And then always
I feel like if you're being introduced, it's like, oh, this is my mom, my dad, and then it just like keeps going on from down there.
So my experience with it, it's always like this, right? Let's say I walk in with mommy, and then it's me behind her, right? She's saying hi to everybody immediately, off rip. So everybody she's saying hi to, it don't matter if I know you or not, I'm saying hi. So I'm just going down the list, especially when you pop into the living room and it's like a full 360 circle of people.
Mm-hmm.
You literally have no choice. You have to go around the whole circle.
Mm-hmm.
And then after that, that's when, like, whatever. Because I feel like whenever I go to a party, mom and dad are always in the back in the kitchen. Whoever's having the party, that's like the last person you meet for some reason.
You see, I feel like it's backwards. But then, like, the point being, you have to say hi to everybody for no fucking reason.
That's a fact. Even the little kids, the little baby that's crying in the corner.
Yo. If you don't, it's really going to look like you don't have manners. Like, you don't want to be there. Not saying hi to someone, it's like, oh, why didn't they say hi? Do they have an issue with me? Do they not like me? Why don't they like me? They don't fucking know me. And it's just like...
Oh, pero miren a este. De
prima. Oh, my God. Oh. So much drama for nothing.
Yo, and it's all silly. It's like, it's not, I feel like it's not meant to be taken seriously either. Like to an
extent. That person just wants attention.
Yeah, that's really what it is. Like, mm-hmm. Yo, you're not really going to be able to say hi to everybody. Like, sometimes you midway, you halfway through the circle, and then somebody pulls you like, yo, hold up.
I think rule 3 is there's going to be lots of types of alcohol. So just be careful with, like, your drinking levels, I guess, would be my advice. It's not a rule. It's more of an advice. I remember, even recently, I went to visit a cousin of mine, and she had a work party, which is full of Latinos. There wasn't really – no, yeah, everyone was literally Latino.
I think you told me. Yeah, everybody was, like, Cuban or, yo, like –
Weekend. Tell me how we started at 10 ish.
10 what?
You don't arrive late. I don't fucking remember. The party was supposed to start like around 9, but like we were there at 10 ish, almost 11. And then we didn't leave until almost 4 in the morning. And then there at some point around midnight, I was just like, y'all, they don't stop. They won't stop. Drinking, like I need to stop. Like I know what my levels of alcohol is. Like
you're like, yo, hold up, chill.
Yo, literally, I would sip it, and somewhere somehow my cousin be like, oh, you just drank one. Here's two more, and I'm like, bitch, two? Where do they even come from? How do you even know that my cup is half empty? Like,
yo,
oh my god,
they know. They be watching. They be ready.
They be getting everyone drunk.
They be there. They be watching like, yo, espérate, we're going to have this shit turn.
So that one's not a rule. That's more of a suggestion of like, careful with your liquor, because I feel like all of us are somewhat of alcoholics. Oh, I don't know in DR, but I know in PR, the legal age of drinking is 18.
Bro, in DR, little kids be drinking at like 14.
So that's what I was going to say. It's like, you know how here it's 21?
Yeah, no.
So everyone starts drinking at 18.
Bro, the first beer I ever had, I was probably like 12.
Joshua, that's like neglect. Don't be saying like that.
Bro, nah, because it's like you always have that older cousin. Older cousin, you'd be like, yo, take a sip. And at 12, that shit tasted like trash.
Yeah.
I never had like a sip again. And then I had like a beer maybe again at like 14. And then it tasted a little bit better, but it was still kind of trash.
Yeah, so what I was going to say is, like, you know how here the legal age to drink is 21, but people drink at 18?
Yeah.
In Puerto Rico, it's at 18, so everyone starts drinking around 15, 16. That's kind of, like, the age when you taste it for the first time and you are trying to pretend that you're cool, so just keep drinking. So yeah, by the time you're actually 21, you're literally an alcoholic. It's just crazy.
It's bugged out. It's bugged out. Yo, you start off early. Your taste buds get used to the shitty ass beer you drinking.
Oh, yeah. You know what? Tip number four. No, if you're trying to do a party and you're inviting people, no one's going to be there early. No one's going to be there on time.
You have to anticipate that if the party's at 5, everybody's showing up at 7.
So if you want people to arrive at 8, you better tell them to come at 3. You're like, yo, it's at 9 a.m. and they will arrive at 11 p.m.
Bro, you definitely, and just know, like, just know that everybody gonna have like a plus 2, plus 3. Shit, sometimes it's a plus 4.
Yeah, if you don't want them to invite people,
you better let them know, like, yo.
You better clarify that it's a private party, because nobody wants to go to a party alone. So then you invite your friends. But if everybody in the party invites 2 or 3 of their friends, then it becomes a banger. And what happens at bangers? We have Bad Bunny music and está perreando contra la pared, and then it becomes a problem. You know what I'm saying?
Bro, hold up. What kind of parties you be going to?
You don't want to know.
But no, that's a fact. That's a fact. Like, you definitely want to make sure. Yo, because there be some people, bro, you just invite them and they pull up with a whole squad and just be
yo. Lit. Because the whole fucking car, y'all is 20 people. I don't know them. Why are they in my house?
Who is that, bro?
Well, I think I invited them.
Bro, and you already know, if the party that you throwing is actually fire, dude's going to be calling more people halfway through the party.
No! Literally, if they arrive and you have good music, good food, and it's kind of lit, like there's good vibes, they're going to just start calling people at the party. And then suddenly, it's 1 a.m., you want to go to sleep, and there's people arriving at 1 a.m. to your party.
Yeah, coming at, like, yo, what? And another thing I was just thinking about is the coat room. Like, coat room etiquette.
Go. Mm-hmm.
Yo. It don't matter where you want to put your coat. You going to be forced.
Let's say you arrive. Píntame el escenario.
What you mean?
You arrive at the party. You have a jacket or a coat.
Literally, the first thing that's going to happen is the person that's throwing that party is always usually, like, the mom or the dad. But usually the mom is the one to take responsibility. Yo, they're going to be like, yo, pásame el coat. Boom, first things first. They're going to grab everybody's coat. Like, yo, let me get your coat.
And there's a reason for that. You want to put your personal things. As a girl, I have a coat and a purse, usually. Uh-huh. I don't want to be walking around with my purse because I'm going to lose something.
Exactly.
I also don't want to leave it around for someone to take my phone or my wallet or something from my purse.
Exactly.
So then you have the owner of the party or fucking someone who's like, you want to put your things away, your coat away, your purse away, and you're like, yeah, I don't want to walk around with it. What happens next?
Boom. Yo, you enter the motherfucking coat room. And by coat room, mm-hmm. This ain't no fancy coat room. I'm talking about like so they probably took your little cousin's fucking bedroom and they took his bed and every single coat gets tossed onto this bed.
For no reason.
Boom, boom. For no fucking reason. It's just on your bed. It's there. It's chilling. All the carteras are there chilling. Boom, 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 boom. And bro, I don't know about you, but every single time I've gone to parties over, I go to get my coat, there's always a motherfucking baby wrapped
in. And you don't know whose baby that is, because you didn't invite anybody that has a baby.
Bro, it just be random as shit. Like, I feel like the coat room be spawning babies, bro. All the DNA in there be creating kids, bro. Oh, I don't know where the baby comes from, bro, but there's always a baby. He's always tucked in under the North Face, sleeping, cozy as shit. The kid having the best time of his life.
Better than us, that's for sure.
That'd be
like the kids just running around, and then around 10, they go to sleep, and then the adults party. You know what I'm saying?
Yes, that's also the vibe too. So it's the vibe. You feel me? You always got that one, the one little older cousin, and they're always in charge of all the little cousins. And you tell them.
I used to be that cousin. It sucks.
Yeah. Bro, that shit is funny as shit though, because it's like they're always stuck in the room. And it's the Il Traque. They be fighting, arguing, doing all sorts of weird shit. And you just let them niggas rock and get all that energy out of them. Because like you said, by 10 o'clock, boom, it's ready to knock.
Absolutely. I'm trying to think.
Bro, there's so much. There's so much, like, yo. Oh, man. You got to watch those. Yo,
if you're going to a birthday or a baby shower, You have to bring a gift.
That's a fact.
Because if you don't bring a gift, that means you did it on purpose because you don't like the person that's pregnant. Don't fucking know why. But it's like, oh, bitch, you came to drink my beer, but you couldn't spend $20 on a gift. Cheap asshole.
Oh, yo, that's another thing. This is just like gifts in general. Yo, you do not leave the price on the gift.
On the thing.
Yo, you much rather die if you do that. If you fuck around and you buy your birthday gift, the person's birthday gift at Marshall's, and it only costs you $5 on clearance, your ass best take that sticker off ASAP, because motherfuckers do not want to know that you actually spent $5. Like, yeah, I know that you spent $5, but I don't want to know that you spent $5.
Yeah. It's one of those things that where you're allowing space for people to judge you.
Exactly. And it's like, nah, you don't want to do that because.
Plus, it really makes you look extra bad. Usually when you're invited to. Why won't you let me talk? Shush. Plus, it makes you look really bad because, like, whether you're either invited to this party or this party belongs to a friend or family member that you know. So it's like, I'm inviting you to this party and you're just like, you know, it's a birthday. It's like, wow, it's my birthday and you couldn't even buy me a fucking lollipop. Like, that's crazy.
Bro, you gotta show up for something. If you really wanna like the easy cop out, if it's somebody older.
Anything from Marshall's or TJ Maxx.
Yo, and if no, but real shit though, if it's anybody older and they like liquor, yo, you bring a bottle.
I feel like that's a men thing. As a woman, I wouldn't buy liquor to another woman.
No, of course. That's an easy male cop out. It's like, yo, primo, I got you with the Hennessy.
Oh my God. But then you drink it because you brought it for yourself.
You really brought it for yourself, but it's like you told him it was his, but he already knows that you're going to drink half of that shit with him.
Yep.
It's not really yours. It's ours.
It's ours. Yeah, we're sharing.
It's our Hennessy bottle, bro. Like, I bought it, but, like, it's your birthday, so it's like, it's yours, but it's also mine.
We're both enjoying this together.
Bro, it's funny as shit. Yo, I don't know why. This is also, like, I don't know if we have any young listeners, right? Mm-hmm. Do not let the old uncle at the party tell you to grab him a beer. The minute you hear, yo, dame una cerveza, you officially turn into the beer boy.
Yo, I fucking hate that. Then everybody will be around asking you, oh, like, where's the neverita? Oh, in this corner. Can you just get it for me anyways? It's like, no, bitch, bro, don't fucking have legs.
Bro, if you don't hold your ground, you're going to end up being the runner. Because as soon as that one person asks, and then you bring it,
so and there's then another person. Like, people over 40, like, they will just sit to drink. Like, they don't want to stand up. If you're young, you're going to be the beer or guy or girl.
Yep.
Or both, or neither.
It doesn't matter, either or. And then, yo, they're going to be hot because if you don't know how to open the beer and you come through with a beer that's still closed and not ready to go, it's an issue. They roasting you.
It's going to be a thing, yeah.
Okay, yo, pero yo, you couldn't open it. Yo, you don't know how to open beer. Better than I gotta show you how to open the beer. Cause now next time you come through with the beer, I need the beer open. Cause I want it, you know, ready to go.
I love you. Another little tip is that birthday parties and barbecues and like literally any celebration, especially kids' birthday parties, there's more adults than kids. It's an excuse for adults to drink. So if you're like, it's my little cousin's birthday party, you should come. You're going to go because there's no kids. There's like three of them. They're cousins. And they're running around nonstop because nadie le tira un chancletazo because the mom is like all like bougie and shit. And everyone else is just adults drinking, waiting for the kids to fall asleep so they can work.
Yeah, todo el mundazo ahí chilling, drinking. Yo, no lie. I think the last birthday party I went to, it was literally my little cousin, his other four cousins, and then it was all adults just there chilling. Bro, the kids were literally all locked in a room playing PlayStation. The party was literally just like all the adults bugging out, clowning, having way too much fun.
Oh my God.
Carla, what else you got? What else you got? I see you reading.
Yeah. I'm like looking at. I'm looking at article says the you questioned if your birthday was for you because do they really need so much alcohol?
Bro, the birthday is not for you. In a Hispanic household, the birthday is simply like we're gonna show you off. We're gonna cut the cake for you. As soon as I cut your cake, the party's no longer your party. Your birthday's over.
Absolutely, fucking
this is over. It's like it's fucking club. It's club fucking. It's club adulto after that, bro.
If not from the beginning too, what about barbecues? I'm trying to think of something specific for barbecues.
Oh, pero lo barbecue, you gotta bring a plate. You gotta bring something, bro. It all depends. But yo, if you come into the barbecue and it's a family barbecue, you gotta bring something. I'm letting you know right now, I'm buying all the meat, I'm buying this and that, pero todo mundo que llegue, at least all the main people from the family, yo, somebody got to bring potato salad, somebody got to bring a salad, una ensalada regular, you got somebody that always got to bring the la ensalada.
Because where the party's at, the person will say, I'm putting the house, y'all bring the rest.
Exactly. So if I'm providing the property and I'm providing some alcohol and a grill, If you family and you a main figurehead, yo, you gotta bring food. I don't care what you doing. You bringing food or soda. You bringing some chips. Boom. And then, yo, I'm gonna tell you right now, if you don't grab your to-go plate at least 3 to 4 hours before you leave, you're not gonna find food.
You know what? What's something that I was thinking about too? In a Hispanic household, there's always two. The party divides into two rooms, and it's the adults and the kids. And this is something that I was thinking about because my friend got engaged last year, like around October, November. And when she got engaged, it's really funny because all of her family came over, right? And literally, like, the kitchen area was all of the tias and uncles, and they were all sitting around and talking shit about their own family. Like, you hear a Benito? Because whatever, just got a divorce. I don't know what the fuck they were talking about. And then the living room was taking over by everyone of my age, where we were doing karaoke and we had our drinks, mm-hmm. and we were having our fun. So basically, you had everyone that was like over 40 in the kitchen and then under 40 on the living room. We weren't all in the same place. So you're always gonna see like the youngins who think they're too cool go to a different room because like they don't want adults to see them twerking or whatever.
Well, you know what's funny? I feel like this is a boy thing, but mm-hmm. like every party that I've ever gone to, we always get bored and we always end up outside.
Yeah, that's a boy thing. I feel like I wouldn't be outside, but every time that I went to the car to get something, there's like 3 or 4 niggas that are outside, like just like sitting or whatever. Just like, what are y'all doing here?
Like, I don't know why. That's just a habit, bro. I feel like even to this day, I feel like now I'd be more part of the party because, like, I'm older and I drink and whatever.
Yo, there's such a difference of, like, how the party feels when you can drink and you're not allowed to drink. Oh, my God. Like, it's so much fun with alcohol.
Yo, it's way better with alcohol. Yo, when you're 15, 16, and you at the function, bro, and your parents are there and it's a family gathering and you can't drink, you just kind of go outside with your cousins.
You secretly drink. You just can't drink in front of the ball. You
drink in front of them because it's like, I be drinking with the boys and the shorties. But in front of the family, if I'm drinking.
Or no. The hookah, like, you can't have, like.
Oh, no.
It's also really funny, too, because we'll have, like, family party. Now that I'm an adult in my early 20s, it's like, we start at the family party. So we'll eat lasagna or whatever it is that we're eating and we'll hang out with the adults. And then at some point around 10 or 11, then we head to someone else's house for the hookah and for the drinks.
Yeah.
Because, like, there's certain people whose parents don't approve of, like, them, like, smoking hookah and whatever. So it's like, we're still like nearby, but we don't want them to see what we're doing. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know what I'm saying?
You know what I'm saying? It's like that, yo. You gotta like some of that shit. You gotta keep, you know, you gotta keep it to the
keep on the wraps.
Yeah, you keep it on the wraps. It's like if they find out, they find out. But you do your best not to let them find out.
Yes, but yeah, that's all I have. I can't find anything else. I couldn't find or think of anything else. There's always like someone's chihuahua running around. Don't step on it.
What are you going to get chihuahua? No. You bugging.
There's always a dog. Was like my point.
There's always a dog, and then you know, very rarely you get the random ass fucking fight.
Oh, someone, as a girl, someone will invite you to dance, and like if you say yes or no, that's gonna weigh heavy on the rest of the party for you. Like, I remember going to a graduation party once when like I danced with someone's uncle. I don't fucking know who he was, but like it was a salsa song, so I was like, YOLO, why not? And then this dude and like all the primos and whatever, then whenever a salsa song came, they wanted to dance with me because no one else wanted to dance salsa. And I was like, yo, I'm tired. Like, stop. Make it stop. But, like, no one else was going to dance. So I was like, I guess. And
So you became the designated salsa dancing girl?
And it fucking sucked the whole night. But if I go to a party and someone invites me to dance and I say no, no one else will approach you the rest of the night. Nobody. Nadie se te acerca ni pa'l cara. Like, they're like, nope, nadie se te acerca. If you say no, it's like no for the whole night. And if you say yes, it's yes for the whole night.
You know, the minute you say yes, it's a wrap. You're right.
Yeah, yeah. Because, like, they're like, oh, she dances. You know what I'm saying?
I think, damn. See, I've never danced at any of the family parties.
So if it's a no, it's a no.
Because I've always
you say no in the beginning, like that's it's a wrap. No one's gonna like
I'll probably hit like a two step with my aunt in the corner, like real quick, like for like 2 seconds. They get
runs away,
and then I run away. She'd be like, "Yo, but you know how to dance?" I'd be like, "Nope, I don't know how to dance. I don't know what you're talking about." Bye. Because you get caught up on the dance floor, yo. Unless you like dancing, you're not really trying to get caught up on the dance floor. Not the vibe, bro. I'm just trying to chill in the cut, sip the beer with the homies.
It's fucking hard. I usually try to dance with, like, my best gay friend because you know their intentions. But when you start dancing with the uncle and with the older man, it's kind of like some of them are decent and they're, like, respectful, and then some of them aren't. So you don't know if you're risking it or not.
Yo, it's like you're playing Russian roulette.
Yeah, you really are, though.
You get that one uncle that's a fresco. This nigga gonna be bugging you.
And because you're Hispanic, you have to put them in your place. As a woman, I'm like, nah, nigga, you're not disrespecting me in front of no fucking body. No.
I'll put them
on blast.
You have to, though. You have to. And then you can't let them get too
comfortable. But then that's drama, though. So there's always that tia that's in the corner fucking listening to what you're doing. And they're like, oh, no, but he didn't mean it. Either he didn't mean it or... You see what she did over there? Like, there's always someone talking. It's fucking... This is why we don't party with adults. We leave so the tias don't see all that weird shit.
Exactly. Nah. Yo, it's funny because some situations are like a lose-lose. It's like, if you dance, there's a possibility it might be an issue.
You're boring.
If you don't dance, then you're boring, and it's an issue.
Yeah. So you really gotta do shit because you're having fun for you, not for other people.
Yeah, exactly. Like, if you feel like doing that, do that. But like, just know, they probably gonna talk shit about you regardless. It don't really matter.
Yeah, it really don't matter. Yep.
It's like, whatever, nigga. Like,
your family will always be your biggest fans and your biggest haters, all in one. That is a
trendy fact.
They will defend you with like fiercely, with teeth and nail. But they will also be there to tell you that you're getting fatter when you don't fit in that shirt like the way you want to.
Yo, that's my favorite shit. When you pull up to the party and you alone. Oh, pero.
¿Y la novia?
Yo, you get the hour long convo.
Yo, the moment that you go over 21, suddenly everyone expects you to have 10 kids. No, Brenda.
Oh, you gotta settle down.
Does it look like I'm ready to have kids? Does it? Because I look like I can afford to buy diapers? I don't think so.
Yo, pero it really be like that. And yo, they be there trying to convince you, like, yeah, yo, but nah, yo, you're starting to get older. Yo, don't be, you know, you
I'm can't 20. And like then you'll be 30, and then it'll be like, damn, I guess she can't have kids no more. Because I mean, look at her. Who's gonna have kids that old? And it's like, I'm still young. I'm not 50.
Mind you, if you never have anybody, like if you don't bring anybody to the party ever, they start to form up rumors. TK, yo, but she's
you're gay. Some way, somehow. It's like ella tiene que ser lesbiana because like she never comes around with any guys. Like she has to like women. Like, and it's like it's none of your business. You don't know who's going home with me tonight. Like,
it's like you don't know where I'm going after the party.
Mm-hmm.
You know who my boo thing is. Maybe I do have a boo thing, but you don't have to know that shit.
No, if it's not serious, they ain't going to the house party. Now, if you do bring a couple or a person to the house party, that's it. They're your marido. They're your husband. Y'all married without being married.
Yo, the minute
if you bring someone to the household party, that means y'all are official and y'all can't break up now. Because everyone's going to ask for explanations if you do. Everyone's going to ask, did he cheat on you? But you brought him last month. Why isn't he here anymore? Y'all should get back together. Everyone has an opinion. Oh, my God.
Everybody's your personal therapist after that. Everybody was in the relationship with you.
No one has degrees, but they be talking like they do. They be talking like they're psychologists or something.
No, todo el mundo. Everybody got a degree in fucking relationships, bro. In relationship advice. And how to keep a man...
How to keep a man or how to make him jealous. You like walk in and you have a tia being like, but where's your man? And then you go to the kitchen and then there's the cool tia who's like, you don't need no man. Here, let's drink. And then you walk down the hall and there's the other tia who's like, oh, she's an alcoholic now. That's why she can't get a man. And it's just like, oh my God.
It's different when you're a guy because we can just joke. We can play it off like, nah, tu sabes. I don't got any special one right now. If I bring her over, you mean that's wifey. Sabe, bro, I got the little hoes on the side.
Which is so machista. That is such a like toxic masculinity.
It is though.
Not only can you get away with it, but like you can hypersexualize yourself. If I were to even like remotely talk about my like, oh yeah, I got a couple men, it's like, oh, she's a fucking whore.
Oh, but yes,
you have a couple, like,
nosebleeds, yo, motherfuckers start going like, oh, whoa.
Such thing, more an exorcism, because she's had so much stick.
It's bugged out, though, because as a dude, it's like, we can be cool.
You can lie and be like, I got us, you don't got nobody, but because you feel bad at the fact that you have nobody. Because the family makes you feel bad about it, you have to lie and say that you have 10 bitches.
You somehow create like 30 other shorties that you don't even talk to. And then you start.
And they ask you the next month, yo, where's all the shorties you were talking about?
Nah, tú sabes, las están banda.
Y que Stephanie. No, pero tú dijiste que era Sofía. Oh, and you be mixing the names too. It's like, you know.
Nah, and that's how you get caught up. And once you get caught up, you're like, you a bird. Like, stop playing. You don't. Got no shorties. You ain't got no man. You gonna be single forever, huh?
Yep.
Bad, bro.
It's party. A very stressful time. It's a very fun time. You just have to be psychologically ready. You know?
Yo, if you're not ready for all the bullshit that's gonna ensue, that shit gonna eat you alive.
Cause we've had all of our lives from being a child to prepare for this moment. But when you're new into the family or into like visiting your friend's family or whatever, shit's about to go down.
You already know, yeah. You can't get too caught up in the drama. You just gotta take it like
just smile and wave. Just smile and walk away.
Take it with a grain of salt. Just know you're gonna meet some crazies. You're gonna meet
just know they're still gonna talk shit about you regardless.
Whatever you were wearing, yo. If you was not wearing a good outfit,
oh my God! Wait! I'm gonna take this one. If you're going to a Hispanic party, you better look like you're going to the club. You gotta put your heels on or cute sandals. You gotta like have like the girls, you know, looking good. You have to like have short, but not short enough not too short that's gonna call the Diaz's attention, but not too long where like the Diaz are gonna talk shit. So like just the right length of like shorts or pants or skirts or whatever. You need to have your hair done, you need to have your nails done, you need to have your lashes done, you need to have your makeup on point, because that's how you shut them up. If one of your lashes, if your hair, if your shirt doesn't fit the right way, you're going to hear about it. Why your hair look like that? You look homeless. Why your shirt look like that? You're gaining weight. Look at her. Look at that makeup. She looked like a clown. You have to look like you're going to the club. Your nails, everything on fucking point.
Be 100% to the max. Fly as shit. Yo.
Josh was here like, yes. Yes.
That's all I can. No, that's real shit, though. Because it's like, going to a Latino party is like going to the club. Like, you have to wear your Sunday's best. You not coming in here looking dusty. You guys better take a shower. I don't care if you got off of work and you tired. You ass taking.
You still gotta. Shower. You gotta come late, but come flawless.
Better come flawless, cause yo, if you come looking busted, that's like you reflecting the family, bro.
Yeah, so that's the thing. Is like the family will. Oh, you're always a reflection of the family. If you look bad, you're making the family look bad. Yeah, we can't be having that, because I don't fucking know why.
Cause you know, cause like we're Latinos and we mad prideful and shit.
Yeah. That's why. But yeah. I think that's good. Or do you got something?
I'm trying to think of what else.
I don't got nothing. I can't remember the last time that I went to like a child birthday party. It's like, it starts kind of like around 6-ish. The old people arrive first. The younger people arrive like after, like around 10. The older people sit down to drink. Then your younger people arrive late to drink. Everyone talks. Everyone's gossiping. At some point, people dance. And then suddenly it's 4 a.m. and you want to go home, but you can't go home because your mom's still fucking talking with the tia about like some other tia. And it's like, let's go home, mom. No, we're staying.
Oh my god, you telling me?
Yeah.
The worst part is when the parent don't want to leave and you like you have to just stay there.
And you know, and you know the party's good, and you know the gossip is good because they don't want to leave, and they're the first ones to complain that they gotta work the next day, but they're still there.
Bro, they always there, bro. Yo, my favorite person at the party is the toxic cousin.
I'm fucking dead. The black sheep.
Yo. We all have the black sheep, the toxic cousin. Okay, they show up mad late. They were already at like two other parties before they got to your party.
That's the fun cousin, though. That's the cousin that I get along with.
Well, that's always There's always that one cousin, bro. He or she shows up mad late, and once they show up,
everyone's talking shit about them, and they're like, "Say it to my face, Karen."
Well, yo, as soon as that cousin shows up. As soon as that cousin shows up, the party gets even more turned.
Yeah. Because suddenly everyone has something to talk about, you know? The fact that Karen's late. Why is Karen late?
Yo, why was Karen late? Yo,
why didn't she come with a boyfriend? Yo, Karen, why don't you have a boyfriend?
Yo, Karen, what happened
to Raul? Mind your business, Brenda. Why is your husband in jail? Yeah, that's what I thought.
Yeah. Oh, don't let me tell the family what happened, huh?
Oh, you have something to say about my tattoos, but no one's going to talk about the fact that you have six kids. Yeah, that's what I thought, Karen.
Karen, you got six kids and six different baby daddies? What? What you talking about?
Crazy. But my tattoos, your problem. Yeah. And then suddenly the party's fucking lit and everyone's going to
Oh, shit. Yo, it's not a party until two of your aunties fight.
Yeah, it's really not. Someone has to fight, so like you're entertained.
Somebody. Either two little kids are gonna fight because they don't like each other. Somebody gotta fight though. Always.
Yeah, it pumps the adrenaline in people, and that's when they start like, you know.
I think that little bit of bad blood is always good. Like the last family function I went to, mm-hmm. I think my mom and one of her little sobrinas got into it over some dumb shit because my mom's a dickhead, and my mom knows what buttons to push.
Tú aprendiste mucho, ¿verdad que sí?
What you mean?
Tú aprendiste.
She knows what buttons to push. And she pushed the right buttons that day. And, yo, needless to say, she got shorty hot. And she had me dead. I'm like, yo.
They be doing it for fun, too. Because they want a reaction.
Literally, my mom was laughing the whole time. She's like, yeah, that's right. That's right. Get mad, little girl.
Damn.
And I was like, yo, this lady. I'm like, yo, this lady gave me a 34. Like, mom, why you doing that? She's like, I don't give a fuck.
Yeah, but you can definitely notice the difference between our generation and our parents' generation because they really enjoy that tea. I feel like us, we're so tired of that drama.
Yeah,
that we're like, you know what? I'm just not going.
Well, I feel like our parties are like more like, yo, we're having a good time. Ain't no problems. We're just trying to chill.
Our parents' generation really enjoyed that drama.
Well, they love the drama, bro. They love the drama. Yeah. Not to say that there aren't people in our generation that aren't like that. I feel like the majority of us, and at least my friend group, and I feel like your friend group too, we just trying to chill, have a good, you know, good time.
We literally, like, I think the thing that my friends really like to do is karaoke. So, like, we'll, like, get some drinks. We'll start, like, watching some music videos. We'll, like, ask them some questions and, like, do truth or dare or some shit because we're fucking bored. And then somehow we always end up doing karaoke until someone's, like, screech scares somebody out, everyone else. And then suddenly it's like, yo, it's 2 a.m. We better get going.
Bye. Y'all niggas get the fuck out of my house. Tomorrow's Monday.
Yeah. I gotta fucking work. Bye.
Be like that.
Or like, we'll do movie nights. We'll do game night. It's pretty interesting. Like, we'll do Uno. I don't fucking know.
So what's up? Why you say Uno like that? So what's up?
Because you know I'm gonna beat you.
Yo, so.
Every single time we play Uno, I'll win to Joshua 7-2.
Carla be cheating. Carla be cheating.
No, I don't. I just
Carla be cheating at Uno. Yo, Latin fans, what the fuck? No, the what the fuck Latinx family. Y'all my family. Just know, if y'all ever play Carla at Uno, Carla go cheat. Carla.
I do not cheat. You just
Carla,
just
yo,
sore
yo,
loser.
Yo.
You're just a sore loser.
Carla be cheating to the max.
No,
Carla
I don't. No, I don't. I just know how to play my cards right. Hell.
I ain't even gonna say nothing. I have bad blood with Carla when it comes to Uno.
Because he be losing.
Whenever me and Carla play Uno.
You know what, Joshua? Skip this argument and reverse back to me.
And okay, Carla. Now draw four. Okay, draw four, Carla. Oh, Carla, you threw another draw four, so I have to draw 8. Psych, Carla, draw 12.
Yo, there was this one time Joshua made me draw 16 because we just both kept drawing 4 to each other.
Yo, Carla didn't think my hand was that deep. I came through.
I really didn't.
She's like, draw 4. Bow. I'm like, shit. Draw 12. Bow. And then I stayed quiet. I'm like, damn, you really going to make me draw 12? And then I hit her with the bow, drop 16.
Draw 16. That shit was painful. But yeah. I hope you guys, I don't know if you got any more. I'm good. You Gucci.
No, I feel like we covered everything. Yo, be respectful. Say hi to everybody. Try the food.
Have fun. Like, do it for you. Don't do it what other people are going to say.
Yo, your to-go plate, like I told y'all, when you get your to-go plate.
The moment that you get the food early, is ready, you early. Make one plate to eat now, one plate to take home.
Now you got to make two to go, one to eat. Because the food, yo, if it's really a good party, the food going to smack. You want to save that. You feel
that's
me?
True, that's true.
That's real. Now, always, yo, show up in your Sunday's best. Because if you're not looking fly, yeesh.
Oh, and if it's a birthday, you can't leave until they cut the cake. So yeah, if it's been 6 hours and they still haven't cut the cake, you better fucking sit there until they do.
It'd be 10 o'clock, bro. Yo, there was one time they cut the cake and the kid was asleep. Bro, they had to go wake him up, bro. For the muchachito, I forget what cousin it was, bro, but this little man fell asleep.
So sad.
It was like 8 o'clock. It was
I
like,
would be mad. I'm like, I'm a kid. I just want cake. But it's like, nope.
Yo, good time. I'm trying to think. Is that it? That's everything.
That's everything. Thank you guys for listening. I hope you guys have fun with us. Good vibes. Stay with the good vibes.
Good max. You feel me? Everybody out there, hopefully y'all having cookouts. Y'all able to have fun with your family.
Yes. You know, like I said, like, chill. Go to the beach. Go to the pool. Call your family. Call your friends. Call your favorite cousins. Let's have a good time. Let's have fun. Because, you know, after coronavirus, I really think, like, I don't know about you, but it put things in perspective for me. We gotta enjoy the outdoors more.
Yo, we gotta enjoy the outdoors. And I feel like Yo, don't
breathing think... clean air is magical. So just like, you know, just stay safe. If you guys want to have any feedback or want to, like, I don't know, see what we're doing or have a sneak peek of like the next week's episode, maybe, you can follow us on WTF Latinx on Instagram and Twitter, or you can email us at WTFLatinx@gmail.com.
Gang, 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 gang.
Bye, guys.
Oh, my gosh. Take care. It's been a pleasure. Carla, you already know the vibes.